All right, morning. We're already Kuf-Hei.
Well, Nechulin is next week.
Nechulin is next week.
What is it, Monday? Tuesday?
Tuesday. We're going to say Tuesday. The official word I got is Tuesday.
Wow.
Oh, according to the book, it's Tuesday. Okay. Crack research team tells me it's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
All right, one last thing to do in the 12th parak of Menachos, and then we get to the 13th parak of Menachos, and God should give us strength to keep going. Oil, okay, we talked, a lot of the 12th parak has been the discussion about being misnadev, a person, one type of mincha, and then we Minchas Nesachim, and then we talked about Nesachim, right? Nesachim by themselves, and we discussed yesterday the bringing of wine, and we talked about amounts, and we gave our yesterday we played our numbers. We one is not we can't play one, not two, but we can play three and four, not five, but we can play six. So our numbers for yesterday were 3, 4, and 6, and then we went permutations of 3, 4, and 6 because those are the numbers that are precedented and have Nesachim to be brought. What about oil? So the Mishnah says Misnad Vin Yayin, Vein Misnad Vin Shemen. So the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, we are in Kufdal Amud Beis. We are at the top Mishnah. So a person Misnad Div Yayin, a person could volunteer wine. Vein Misnad Vin Shem Div Rebbe Kiva. So Rebbe Kiva says oil is not an option. And the argument for Rebbe Kiva, the Mishnah is about to provide. Rebbe Tarfon Omer Misnad Vin Shemen. And Rabbi Tarfon says it's not correct. It's a person, if he wants to donate oil by itself, he may do so. Mamatzina b'yayin, sorry, I'm Rabbi Tarfon, Mamatzina b'yayin, shu b'chova v'anadava. Af shemen, shu b'chova v'anadava. So Rabbi Tarfon constructs a very straightforward argument. So a very straightforward argument. I understand. Wine can come voluntarily, wine can come as an obligation. So can't you make the same argument by oil? Oil can come voluntarily. Oil can come as an obligation as well. So, so why not? And I laugh at what Rashi's comment over here is that if in Rabbi Tarfon's viewpoint, a person wants to bring oil. So how do you bring oil? So you do a kamitza on the oil, right? And your makter the kamitz and the shayara are eaten. So you do kamitza on oil. Now, kamitz on flour that we talked about, that's pretty straightforward. Meaning either you do it with the flour, by solus, or by machvas, marcheshes, or mafetan, or you bake it, you break it up, and then you do kamitz, fine. But to do it on oil, that's going to be a really neat trick. You maybe let the oil congeal, maybe you freeze the oil. Okay. So, Amalar Rabbi Akiva, back to the Mishnah, Amalar Rabbi Akiva, lo, ima mart b'yayin, shekein krav im chavaso b'fnei atzmo. Tomer b'shemen, she'eino krav im chavaso b'fnei atzmo. So Rabbi Akiva says, in his defense, you can't compare wine and oil, because wine is self-standing. Wine is brought by itself. There is this idea about wine that it doesn't come necessarily in conjunction with somebody else. Wine always comes in by itself. So and yesterday, if you remember, the drasha that we had that wine comes by itself is based on a pasuk. The pasuk says Ezrach. So a person can in fact donate wine by itself, but Oil is not self-standing. Oil comes together with a mincha, but that's exactly the point. It comes together with a mincha. There's no such thing as oil by itself. So, fine. So that is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So we have a basic machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. Is oil allowed to be brought by itself as a self-standing offering on the Mizbeach? And so the answer is machlokas. Machlokas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Tarfa. So and then the Mishnah goes on. Ein shay misnadvim misar ne'achad, aval misnadvim olo ushlamim. The two people cannot partner in one mincha. A mincha has to be brought by one person. You can't partner in a mincha. Aval misnadvim olo ushlamim va'ofa filo prey da'achas. Right, if you want to partner in an animal, so that's fine. Partnerships in an animal, that works. But to be partners in a mincha, that simply does not work. Okay. Amarava. The Shnehem Nilmod Misnadev Adam Minchas Nesachim Bechol Yom. look, midivrei shneihem, look, even though there's a machlokis in the Mishnah between Rabbi Kim and Rabbi Tarfon, certainly, if you want to just bring nesachim, nesachim usually is an accessory to a carbon, but if you just want to bring nesachim by itself, so the Gemara says, that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon have no disagreement about, that you're allowed to do. Pshita ma'udetema mincha sadavi gali barachmana, hani chamisha menachos in tfeilo. The Gemara says, you could have argued no, because you want to know what type of voluntary mincha to bring? Open up a chumash, open up a yikra, and there the Torah gives you five types and that's it, meaning five and no more. That's only bestam. But if you specify and you say that I'd like to bring not your mincha but nesachim, so the Gemara says that you have the option to do. Now, why is it that by a mincha you can't partner in a mincha? So the Gemara says, look, here's what it's not. It's not about the fact that the Torah says the words takriv in the lashon yachid, because by an ola, by Carmenola, it also says Yakriv as well. So Ella Ola my time in the cause of La Olo Sechem Mincha Nami Aksiv La Mincho Sechem. And the fact that it says the plurality regarding Ola, your Ola, you meaning plural, you people Ola. I know that didn't make such sense, but anyway. But the Gemara says, but you have the same pasuk by Mincha as well, Mincho Sechem Ella Mishum Dichsi Bei Nefesh. So the Gemara says the reason why is because Nefesh. Tanyinami Hachi Rabbi Amar Asher Yakriv Karbanol Chol Nidrei Mal Chol Nivasem Asher Yakriv Al Hashem Hakol Bayim B'Shutfus. So the Losala Kakasuv Ella Mincha Shenemar Nefesh. When it comes to a mincha, it says nefesh, one soul, one individual can bring a mincha. You cannot take a mincha and divide it in partner and partners in partnership. Rav Yitzchak, I'm Rav Yitzchak ma mibnei ma nishtanas mincha shenemar ba nefesh. So yeah, so why is that? Why is it by the mincha that the Torah uses the terminology of nefesh? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu mi darko lahavi mincha ani. Right, who normally brings a mincha? And the correct answer is a poor person, right? And we know that because by your carbon ola b'yareid, your fluctuating carbon. So only the dalei dalos, only the poorest of them was going to bring a mincha. Mincha is just flour. Flour and oil, but still. In terms of cost, mincha is the cheapest. So typically, the person who's going to be bringing the mincha is going to be the poor person. Mala ani alav ki ilu hikriv nafsho lifanai. If he's poor and he's still coming into the Beis HaMikdash and he's still offering, so for him it's the most sacrifice. And mala ani alav ki'ilu hikriv nafsho. It's like basically he brought his nefesh. So right, everything obviously is at a everything comes at a on a relative basis. Right, for a wealthy person to bring a carbon, okay, that's nice, but he's wealthy. Right, it's laudable. It's, you know, it's praiseworthy, but for the poor person to come and to bring a mincha, for him, relatively speaking, that's like everything. It's like he brought his entire person. I'm Rav Yitzchak Manishan Mincha Shanem Rabba Chamisha Minetigon Halalu. Right, Hedy, the Gemara here asked a question which you pretty much asked, although you'll see the Gemara's answer is not. I don't know if it will really satisfy you. Why are there five different types of menachos? We're obviously talking about voluntary menachos, meaning in Vayikra we know. There is the soles, fine flour, the machvas marcheshes, and two types of mafet tanurim. Right? So, why are there five different types? Mashal machvas of adam shasalo o avasu adav v'yodeshu ani. So, it is, the Gemara gives them a parable, a mashal, a king, makes a meal, v'yodeshu hu ani, and he knows that the person is poor. Amalo aseli min chamisha min etigon kedei she'ene mimcha. I'll give you five different ways, five different dishes, meaning, and it'll be flour, it obviously won't cost you a lot, but I'll give you five different variations in terms of what you can make for me and please me. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the poor person five different options in terms of what to prepare for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it would please HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so the Gemara says that's why there are five different types. The Gemara's answer is basically variety. I mentioned before, probably it's more than just variety. It probably has to do with each one speaks to a different concept, a different idea, and we don't speak the language of menachos. We don't bring menachos, so which is probably...
But those are really not any explanation.
Right, right.
What happened to the oil menachos?
Yeah, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, usually, the halacha goes like Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro. Right? The general rule in Pesach is that Rabbi Akiva goes one-on-one, So he'll beat anyone in a one-on-one, right? You'll excuse the basketball analogy. But if it's Rabbi Akiva mechaverav, if it's Rabbi Akiva against a group of people, so then Rabbi Akiva is not regarded. So over here, if I'm right about that, which I am, in other words, that's a general rule. So then it's Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Tarfon. So then we would go with Rabbi Akiva.
I mean, only if he's his colleague or is above him too. Like
the rule is, I mean, the Gemara says the rule is.
Rabbi Tarfon was his contemporary, right?
Yeah.
So if he goes to like Yochanan Ben Zakkai, for example, who wins the debate?
Right. But if it's one on one, so we go like Rabbi Akiva. That seems to be the way we're going. Sometimes. That's the end of the 12th parak. Okay? 13th parak coming up. More of the same in the sense that we're now we're going to go back to our discussion of Neder Nedava. Okay? When we did Nedarim, when we will do Nedarim at this point in time, I don't know which way we're closer, back or forward. But when we did Nedarim, so we did a lot of this discussion, which we're going to have right now, which is intent of the person's neder. Okay, I know we can always go over to him and ask him, what exactly did you mean? And correct. And a lot of the Gemara discussion is going to revolve around, without knowing what his intent is, what's the general assumption? Okay, and it goes to definition and what do things mean? And so let's begin. So we'll start off nice and simple. Nice and simple. Person makes a pledge and he says, I want to bring, this is neder. He uses the word alai. Alai is always code word for neder. Hare alai isaron. I want to bring an isaron, yavi echad. Good. So, not much variability in terms of what he means. He means that he wants to bring one isaron, so I'll bring one. Esronos. I want to bring more than one. Now, I want to bring Esronos, right? There's no English translation. Ten.
Esronos.
Right? Isarons. So, Yavishtaim, so you bring two. Remember, we have this rule come up again and again. When there's a plurality, when we use Lashon Rabbim, and we don't specify, so we're going to go with the number two. Because, very simply, anything above two, there's an infinite number of possibilities. It could be three, it could be four, it could be, you know, and you could just keep counting. And there's no end to the counting, right? So once you say plural and you don't specify, so by definition we have to say it's two because the only other option is the infinite number of possibilities and that's just simply not going to work. Peirashti ve'yena yodea ma peirashti. Okay. I set an amount, meaning, look, I committed myself to bring more than one isaron. And I actually specified a number, right? Obviously, I would go with number 9, right? My favorite Yankees, Greg Nettles, and number 9 for the New York Yankees. So I'd go with number 9. But a person said he specified a number, but he simply forgot which number it was that he specified. Okay? So what do? Yavi Shishim Isaron. So now, because you don't know the number, look, your maximum number is 60. We learned that yesterday.
Oh.
Right? There's not more than 60 in one kli. And we're going to assume in this discussion that he did not say more than one kli. He did not commit himself to more than one kli. So he said a number. He didn't say Esronos. He actually said a number. He just forgot which number he said. But I know I said a number, right? Our memories are funny like that, right?
It's like parking in the airport.
Correct. And right. And you didn't write down where you parked the car and... Right, been there, done that. So you know you said a number, but you don't know. So you bring up to 60. No, not. I'm sorry. You don't bring up to 60. You actually bring 60. And Rashi explains it's going to go like this. You'll make the following stipulation. Look, I know I said a number. I know it's somewhere between 1 and 60. So I'm bringing 60. And here's my story. Whatever number I said, that much is going to be represented. Everything above that, nedava. Separate donation, which happens to be in this bowl. Now, you'll see in just a little bit, Rebbe, we haven't been introduced to this yet, I'm giving a little foreshadow, Rebbe's not going to be happy with that, because Rebbe's of the position that a kli is koveya, that you can't just simply throw everything into one bowl and say, here, my in this one bowl is going to be my neder, and whatever's left over is nedava. Rebbe's not going to be happy with that. And if you're following according to Rebbe, what would you have to do then, according to Rebbe? What do you think you'd have to do according to Rebbe?
Cover every base.
Yeah, you'd have to cover every base.
You'd have to do 60.
And you would have to do a bowl made up of 60,
50.
A bowl made up of 59, a bowl made up of 58, and... Okay, that's well.
The guy's pretty poor, but
you should remember that.
Yeah, a whole bunch of animals.
60 to 1. Yes.
The problem is the word "alai." Everything comes back to the word "alai," because once you say the word "alai," you now made a personal obligation. You have personal liability. So, and according to Rebbe, the kli is koveya. And okay, we're going to come back to that in just a moment. Hare alai mincha. Okay, let's go forward in the Mishnah. Hare alai mincha, you say I'm going to bring upon myself a mincha, yavi ezu shiirtze. Now, you didn't specify which type. There are five to choose from, right? Vayikra perek beis. You have your soles, machvas, marcheshes, and two types of mafetana. Mafetana are up and baked menachos. In mafetana you have chalos and you have rikikin. Okay, so you say mincha, but you don't specify which one. Yavi ezer shiirtze. So at the time now, what you bring, so you have the option. You could bring any one of those five. Rabbi Yehuda amar yavi mincha sasola shehi miyuchedes shebemenachos. Rabbi Yehuda says no. If you say mincha and you don't specify type, so you go to solas. Solas is the most distinguished. It is miyuchedes. It's special. Obvious question: what makes it special? Answer coming up.
That's the fine flour.
Okay? That's the fine flour. It is the only one of the five where you do komets before it's baked. Okay, I'm just... That's a fact. That's not what makes it special. The Gemara will discuss one. The Gemara is going to discuss what in fact makes it special. Mincha. Mincha. If I say I'm going to bring a mincha or a type of mincha, yavi achas. Okay, so you bring one. Minachos. Min minachos. If I say the word minachos, right, I'm committing myself, meaning the sentence would be, hare alai minachos, I'm committing myself to bring minachos. Yavishtaim, so then you bring two. Perashti ve'enu yodea eza mehen perashti. Okay. Once again, we go to the person's memory, to the decayed memory of the individual. And he says, look, I know I committed myself to a type of mincha, a specific type. Meaning I know the five type, and I know I committed myself to one of those type, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm trying hard, but I cannot remember which type I committed myself to. Yavi chamishatan. So now, because he knows that he specified one of the type, and he also knows he does not remember which type, so to satisfy his obligation, he's got to bring all five. Peirashti mincha shel esronim. V'eini yodea kame peirashti yavishisha isaron. I said mincha of esronim, right? It seems like we're backtracking on the case that we discussed previously, and the reason why we're backtracking is because we're going to show off Rebbe's position, and he doesn't know which number yavishisha isaron. Rebbe Omer yavi menacho shel esronim me'echad ve'ad shishim. And according to Rebbe, you got to go 1, 2, 3, 4. And you gotta bring 60 different menachos, each one varying in amount ranging from 1 to 60. I'll be honest with you, what I don't understand, and Rashi does not.
There's one.
Yeah.
But let me ask you a question. Does he say bring 60 of each of the five types? That means 300.
No, I mean the commissioner just
why,
simply.
Why not?
Yeah, if he's
even to cover the bases, he might as well cover all the different.
I
variations.
Would venture to say, according to Rebbe. I mean, I'm just going to take your question and convert it into an answer. According to Rebbe, if you say that you're going to bring one type and you forgot which type, and you also said esronim, and you don't know which number, so then I'd agree with you. So then you would have to bring an assortment of 300 different menachos.
It would be 1 to 60, going to be 1800.
Right. Correct. And
1800 is sorrow.
Right, the factorial of 60.
Yeah,
right,
had a big
60, 60 factorial. I would eventually say you're right. I don't understand one. Why? If in other words, he said esronim, and he knows he gave a number, unless Okay.
It would be 1800 minus 1.
It's not factorial. Factorial is multiplying.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Not factorial. It's the
sum
of the total. You're correct.
And divide by 2 times 60.
61 times 30, so it's 1800.
Right, 1800.
1800 something.
Okay. Pshita Esronim Yavish.
1829.
1829.
That's
a lot.
No, but minus one. Because the first is around, it is not.
Something. I know, but he says, Me'echad. Maybe Me'echad means.
Oh, Me'echad, so it's.
Maybe Me'echad is right. right. The Ad Velo Ad Bechlal. Maybe. Okay. Pshita, the Gemara starts off with a, I don't understand, that's pretty obvious, meaning the first point the Mishnah made, where he says, Hare Alai Saroni, brings one, like, that first statement of the Mishnah, remember, I told you this before, right, it's one of the most basic tenets of learning Mishnayos, each Mishnah is there to provide us a Chiddush, meaning the Mishnayos do not give us some, the most rudimentary pieces of information, Mishnayos are built on a platform that we know a certain amount, and there's a chiddush involved in the Mishnah. So when the Mishnah says that when you commit yourself to bring one Isaron, so you bring one Isaron. Like, that statement of the Mishnah, there's no chiddush at all in that. And the Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious. Esronos Yavishtayim. It's the Rechlei. Well, if I say Esronos, so are you going to bring two? The Gemara says, Hanami Pshita. Mios Esronoshtayim. So, I'm sorry. So Hanami Pshita Miut Esronoshtaim Itzrechlei. Well, maybe the Chiddush in the Mishnah is that when you say Esronos, you don't specify the number is going to be two. Okay, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So, in other words, the first statement of the Mishnah, and basically what the Gemara is saying is the first statement of the Mishnah is no Chiddush, meaning you're right. And basically, what the Mishnah is doing is setting itself up for a Chiddush. Meaning the first statement, Tarei Alai Saron Yavi Echad, no Chiddush. And it's a setup. Good. Moving on in the Gemara. Pei Rashi Vene Yedem HaPei Rashi Yavi Shishim Yisaron Mantana Amechisya Dolo Kerebi. Now, it would seem, in other words, once you learn the totality of the Mishnah, it would seem that first part of the Mishnah is not going like Rebbe, which is a very fair analysis. Because Rebbe says that if you know that you designate a number, and you don't know which number, and because you just simply can't throw everything into the same kli, the kli is koveya, so you got to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you got to bring 60 different menachos. So the first line of the Mishnah that says that you throw it all into one and whatever number it is that's your neder, everything else is nedava, di Rebbe hamar yavi menachos shalasra ne me'achad ve'at shishim. So it's not going like Rebbe. So Rav Yochanan, so fine. So Chizkiya says, correct. The first line of the Mishnah is not going like Rebbe. Rebbe Yochanan Amar Afilo Tema Rebbe. So Rav Yochanan says, no, not necessarily. It can even be going like Rebbe. How can that first line of the Mishnah be going like Rebbe? Peirash to Estornis Aval Lo Kav Atam Bekli. Oh, I gave a number, but I was not Koveya in a Kli. So demaisi shisa mesronim shisa money. So there, meaning, so what can you do? Interestingly enough, this is what you can do. Again, Rav Yochanan is trying to suggest that the first part of the Mishnah is in fact going like Rebbe, and Rebbe says, but the kli is koveya, which means that according to Rebbe, you can't throw everything into one kli. So here's what you would do. Oddly enough, you would bring 60 esronim in 60 different kalim. And say like this, look, I know I said a number. Okay, let's say the number was 9. Okay, let's just say. I know I said a number. So, and I didn't know, no, I don't know what number it is. Okay, if the number happened to have been 9, so, 1 Isaron, 2 Isaron, and I go all the way up to the number 9, that would be my neder. Okay. Even though, generally speaking, you would have combined all of them into one clean, offered it all together, but we're talking about a scenario where specifically you did not, you weren't koveya them in a kli, you didn't yet establish them in one kli. So you could do that according to Rebbe, and that's how the first part of the Mishnah can even be gone like Rebbe. Okay. Hare alai mincha yavi ezer shiyer satana ho pasach ba'akasav tchila. Good. Let's go to Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says, look, there are 5 different types of voluntary menachos. Rebbe, and you know you specified a type, but, I'm sorry, Not yet. The case of the Mishnah we're dealing with is you didn't specify a type, so the Tanakhama of the Mishnah says, good, you can choose whichever one you want. And Rav Yehuda says, no, you got to bring solus. If you said you want to bring a specific a type, but you didn't specify which type, and you know you didn't specify which type, you have to bring solus. What makes solus so unique? So Tana, we learned on a Braisa, Hol upasach ba'akasav tchila. Okay? It's leadoff. It's the leadoff hitter. Torah goes in Perek Beis and describes that a person wants to bring a mincha, right? V'nefesh, beginning of Perek Beis. V'nefesh ki sakrif karban mincha la'ashem. Right, remember, we darshan the word v'nefesh already today. V'nefesh ki sakrif karban mincha la'ashem. Solas yiyeh karbano. V'yavsek ala Hashem v'nasan ala levona v'yavio b'nei Aaron akonim v'kamat v'shem alo kumtso v'yisal tal misham na'al kol levonta v'yitir akonim v'saz korasam izbechi sherech ne'uchok la'ashem. The first thing that the Torah deals with is a mincha solas. And then v'anasor v'nei mincha la'aron levonav korish kadashem v'yishay Hashem. And then the Torah goes and says, you want to bring a mafet tanur, an oven baked? Good, it could be chalos, it could be rikikim. And if you want to bring a machvas, machvas is number 4 in the lineup, and number 5 in the lineup is going to be the marcheshes.
Now, everyone else uses kemach or
everything else? Everything is kemach. The solus, what makes the solus unique, is that you do the kemitza before you bake it.
What about the Mishnah before that says kemach yabi solus?
No. That Mishnah before just simply says that you made the declaration that you're going to bring kemach. Kemach means unrefined flour.
Oh, so there's kemach, every and there's regular flour.
No. That was the point of the previous Mishnah is that there's no such thing. Every mincha is made up of solas. It has to be made up of fine flour, okay. Right? Sifted and 13 right? And that's correct. No, the point the Mishnah made is that you said kemach, and that's not correct. I mean, there's no such thing. So the Mishnah, right, presumably because it's going like Beit Shammai, although we discussed that yesterday, the Mishnah's point is that you're still on the hook, and not only are you on the hook, but you got to bring, obviously, correct flour, which is solas, not kemach. Okay. So over here, so the explanation...
When we say solas, everything is solas.
Everything is solas. There just happens to be one of the types of menachos. The first one is what we call solas because that's how the Torah identifies it. It's just simply solas. And one of the reasons why it's called solas is because you're actually doing the kemitza while it's still in the flour form, not after it's baked, which is by all the other ones you do after it's baked. So the Gemara says, "Hol v'pasach ba'akas of tchila." Okay, so the Gemara's explanation is it's a lead-off. So the Gemara says, that's not a good explanation. And I'll tell you why. The Gemara says, Elamiata, Homer, Arei Alai Ola. Now, if everything is based on which is the lead-off, so let's say like this. I make a commitment, I want to bring an animal, right? And I say, I want to bring an Ola. Fine. So based on the rule that the Gemara just gave us, according to Rav Yehuda, meaning according to Rav Yehuda, so you should go with lead-off. Now, where do I find the halachas of Ola? Perek 1. Perek Aleph. In Vayikra, right? Daber b'nei Yisrael v'amart alem adam ki yakriv mekem karmel Hashem min abehema min abakar min abson takrivas karbanan im ola karbano. If a person wants to bring an ola, so what's the lead off? Bakar, right? Or let's go like this. Let's say the Gemara says makes another point. Let's say upasach botchila min hatson. Let's say I say I want to bring min hatson. Now, I ask you what the word sown means, so you'll tell me it means sheep.
Or goat.
Right? Sown is a more generic term that refers to smaller animals. Bakar is, right, bakar is your cow, right? Your bull. And, par is bull. Right, bakar is a cow. And sown is a generic term that refers to smaller animals. What if I want to say sheep? So the Torah says the words ksavim. Or kvasim, right? Those letters are interchangeable. But here in Perek Aleph, it's ksavim. If the Torah wants to say goat, it's izim. So when you say tzon, that is actually a broader term that can incorporate either one. It can either be goat or sheep. Now, according to Rav Yehuda, right now the way we're understanding Rav Yehuda, it's all based on lead-off. The Gemara is about to point out, if I say the word tzon, so what's my lead-off? Ksavim. The imen atzon, I'm in pasuk yud. The imen atzon karbano min ha'ksavim min ha'izim. So the lead off is sheep. What if I want to bring a bird? Okay, where am I going to find birds?
Probably somewhere, right?
That is accurate. That is more than accurate. No, where's birds?
Shanae.
Is it not till Tzav?
Shemini now.
Okay. How about this? We'll look for a little bit later.
Definitely in Sefer.
Oh no, it's in Perek Aleph. I'm sorry. The im min ha'of ola karbono. Okay, sorry. Karbono la'Hashem v'kriv min ha'torim o min b'nei yonah. Again, Torah is your lead off. So let's put all this together. So, last line of the Amud. So the Gemara says like this: Hamare alai ola yavi min avakar ho pasach bo hakasav tchila min atzon yavi keves ho pasach bo hakasav tchila min haov yavi min tarim ho pasach bo hakasav tchila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we should always follow the lead of alama tanan. However, we have a Mishnah. Mishnah's coming up. Hamare alai ola yavi keves. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Omer Tur. O ben Yonah, the low polig Rav Yehuda. Meanwhile, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah is coming up. We'll see the Mishnah in a couple days from now. And the Mishnah says that when you commit yourself to an Ola, so there's a machlokus between the Tanaim. One says you bring a sheep. The other one says you bring a Torah or ben Yonah. But meanwhile, what we should expect to see is Rav Yehuda say, Ola, oh, go with the leadoff. The leadoff is Bakar. So, and Rav Yehuda's not there. And he's not expressing his opinion. It must be that we don't have the correct understanding of why Rabbi Yehuda feels the solus is distinctive. It's not because it's a lead-off. Ela, ma'im yuchedesh abamnachos aleis le'shem levai. Oh, so the Gemara says, you know what makes it distinctive? It is the default mincha. How do I know it's the default? Because, pretty much what Aaron said just a moment ago. There's no descriptive term to describe it. Meaning, the Torah calls it solas. Well, as Aaron pointed out, aren't they all solas? And the answer is yes. And each of the other ones have a distinctive term. Right? It is, one is a marcheshes, one's a machvas, one's a mafetanur. They all have distinctive names. The first one actually doesn't have a distinctive name. It's just simply the generic solas. That, interestingly enough, is what makes it so special. Is that it is, if you will, it's like the prototype. Because it doesn't have anything specific to it. The Gemara says, okay, good. That's a wonderful explanation. And that also helps us understand why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue in the Mishnah coming up a couple days from now, where Rabbi Yehuda should then say, if it's Ola, it should be Bakar, and if it's Son, it should be Keves. So good, so now I understand all that. But the Braisa actually says, Ho Pasach Kasav Tchila. What are we going to do about the Braisa? Hachi Kamar, so the Gemara says, what we're going to do is we're going to reinterpret the Braisa. Ezo mincha miyuchedesh abamnachos aleis l'shem levai zeshe pasach ba'al kasav tchila. So the Gemara says, which is it? Which is the distinctive one? It happens to be the first one on the list. That's not what makes it distinctive. That's just simply where you're going to find it. What makes it distinctive is it doesn't have a shem levai. Okay.
What does Levi mean?
Sorry. Shem Levi means a specific name. How to translate the words literally in English, I don't know.
Yeah, specific name.
Specific name. So the Gemara says, once we've established it to be the first one. So why does the Torah need to? Why does the Gemara need to say Mincha Solas Siman Ba'ama? That's just a mnemonic. It's just a way to help us remember which one we are dealing with, even though it is the first one mentioned in the list. Okay, Mincha Min Mincha by Rav Papa Mine Mincha Mahu. Okay, this is classic neder discussion coming up right now. Okay, I say Mincha, I mean one. I say Menachos, I mean two. I say Min Mincha, I mean one. If I say Mine Menachos, I mean two. Okay, all good. What if I say, Mine mincha. Okay? It's a composite. It's made up of a word that is singular and a word that's plural. So it's a sentence that is ambiguous. And what the Gemara wants to now know is, can we clarify the ambiguity? If a person makes a commitment and says, I want to bring mine mincha, types of mincha. So if he meant both, if he meant plural, so he would have said mine menachos. But if he would have meant singular, he would have said min mincha. The fact that he said mine mincha, so which way are we going to go? Again, in every neder discussion and clarification of what he meant, we could just simply ask him, what do you mean, one or two? And he could point out, but again, the Gemara always discusses what do we assume, what do we presume to be his intent without further clarification. You see that the word mincha could just simply be a designation for menachos in general. The Gemara says, I'll show you that's true. Vizos Torah HaMincha. These are the laws of mincha. But obviously that means of more than one mincha, of many menachos. So the Gemara says, Odama kema damar mincha chada mincha kamar. Umay mine mincha hachi kamar. Mi mine mincha. Could be that he really meant singular, and when he said the word mine, he means mi mine mincha. From a type of mincha. Okay, good. Tashma. So the Gemara articulates the question, and the Gemara would like to try to come to some sort of conclusion. So we'll start off with a Mishnah. Our Mishnah. Mincha min mincha yav yachas. Hamine mincha shtayim. So look, the Mishnah says min mincha is one. So if we took the min and we made it plural and we said mine, it would be two. A Masefa, the Gemara says, that's not compelling. That's not compelling argument. Because menachos, or min menachos, yavishayim, because the Mishnah then goes on to say that if I use the words min mincha, menachos or min menachos, that would be two. Hamine mincha, but if I took the word menachos and I changed that from plural to singular, chada, that would be one. Elameha like elameshma mina. So the Gemara says, look, from these points in the Mishnah, I have no conclusion. Tashma. Let's try it this way. Min menachos alai. Yavi shtei menachos. If I say min menachos, a type of menachos, so you bring two. Shtei menachos mi min echad. Sorry. Ha mi mine mincha. However, I take menachos and change it to one, chad, that would only be one. Delma ha mine mincha, maybe shtei menachos mi shtei minim. So the Gemara says, well, maybe mine mincha would mean two menachos from two different types. Vahalo tznihachi. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, min menachos alai. If I say type of menachos, maybe shtei menachos mi menachad, I bring from one type. Mine menachos alai, types of menachos, maybe shtei menachos mi shtei minim. Which would then leave me with something in between. If I said mine mincha, chada. So the Gemara says, maybe mine mincha would be, I'm sorry, not maybe, if I said mine mincha and not menachos, that would be one. Dilma hamani Rabbi Shimon idamra mechza chalos and mechza rekikin yavi. So the Gemara says, no, maybe mine mincha would be, so to say, a shout out to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that your mafet tanor is of three different types. It's either chalos, or it's rekikin, or it's a combination of chalos and rekikin. And maybe Rabbi Shimon's point is that if you say mine mincha, types of a mincha, according to Rabbi Shimon, there actually is a mincha that's a composite of two different types, chalos and rekikin. So umay mine mincha, mincha di is beit rei mine, aval rabbanan damar mechza chalos and mechza rekikin, lo yavi, maybe shtei menachos mishnei minim. So, but according to the Chachamim, maybe mine mincha would mean two different types of two different menachos. Okay? So again, the Gemara's question was, what is the person's intent when he says the words mine mincha? And the Gemara leaves it off inconclusive. Okay. Peirashti ve'eni yodea ma peirashti yavi chamisha san. Okay. Here we go. Ready for this one? The Mishnah says that I remember very clearly that I know which type I wanted to bring, but here's what I forgot. I forgot which type I actually said. So then you have to bring five different types. Mantana marvir meyadalo karebi shemon. Now, It can't be Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon, Kevadama Mechza Chalos and Mechza Rakikin, Yavi, Inam, I'm sorry, Yavi. Inami Savala Karevi Huda Damar, Kalmanachos Baus Eser, Ika Lusfuke Arba Esrei Menachos. According to Rabbi Shimon, and not just Rabbi Shimon, but let's put Rabbi Shimon together with Rabbi Yehuda, it can kind of have 14 different possibilities, 14 different permutations. Okay, now, let me set this up so that we understand very clearly how you can have 14 different possibilities. It's good, just takes a little bit of thinking. Okay, so everyone join me in the thought process. Now, first of all, you need one piece of information, and we already said it, but let me just review. According to Rabbi Shimon, you can bring a mafet tanur, right, an oven-baked mincha. Where is that in the lineup? That was number three in the lineup, right? Sorry, not number three in the lineup, number two. Number one is solas, number two is mafet tanur, your oven-baked. That's actually two and three. And then number four is machvas, and number five is marcheshes. According to Rabbi Shimon, that mafet tanur could be two, three, and four, meaning it can either be all chalos, right? Oven-baked chalos. Chalos are thick, like kind of like the chalos that we have, but it's not chametz. Or it could be rakikin, or it could be oven-baked thin. Or according to Rabbi Shimon, it could be a combination of half and half.
Or any combination.
Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, when we say half and half, so that normally means five loaves of chalos and five loaves of rakikin. However, according to Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't have to be five and five. It could be any combination of that makes a total of 10. So it could be 5 and 5, it could be 6 and 4. It could be not only 6 and 4, but 6 rakikin for chalos, 6 chalos for rakikin. Okay, now, comes out now that according to Rabbi Shimon, you said, I remember that I designated a specific type of mincha, but I forgot. So it could either be, let's go over three possibilities. It could be solas, it could be machvas, it could be marcheshes. Okay, that's three. Okay? So you're going to bring all three. But it could also be mafet tanur. And according to Rabbi Shimon, there are 11 permutations of what mafet tanur could be. Because it could either be all chalos or all rakikin. And then it could be nine in the middle, right? One chala, one rikikin. Oh, I'm sorry. One chala, nine rikikin. Two chala, eight rikikin. Three chala, seven rikikin. And we'll do that from one all the way till nine. Okay. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it comes out that if you made a declaration that you specified a specific type, but you do not remember the type. So there are not five. Our Mishnah has five permutations. Yeah, because our Mishnah does not agree with Rabbi Shimon, and our Mishnah says that it's either going to be solas, mafet tanur chala, mafet tanur rikikin, or machvas or marcheshes. That's our Mishnah. And what the Gemara now points out is that if we subscribe to Rabbi Shimon, there are actually going to be 14 different permutations. Okay. No, this is if you say Peirashti ve'eini yodea ma peirashti.
But you're doing one.
But right. But you did say one isaron.
So isaron.
It's isaron is the amount of flour, and then you take that amount of flour and you make 10 different loaves from that flour.
You make 10 loaves.
10 loaves of. 10 loaves of whichever type you designated.
Oh, okay.
10 loaves of machvas, 10 loaves of marcheshes, 10 loaves of. Right? 10 loaves. Now, Amar Abaye Amar Afilu Tema Rabbi Shimon. Now, let's see how much we're going to do of this. Good. Okay. Abaye says, no. What I'm going to argue now is that our Mishnah can agree with Rabbi Shimon. Meaning, even according to Rabbi Shimon, it could be five. Okay? Ditanya Rabbi Shimon Omer. The Amar Maisi Umasni. Now, the way we're going to do this is we're going to make a Tanai. We're going to make the following. We're going to bring five types and we're going to make a condition. Now, how do I know that such a condition works? They tell you because we learned in the following Brisa. Now, it's funny. I was preparing the Gemara and I said, what's going on over here? Meaning, well, let me read to you just a little bit of Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Omer Lamacharas, the next day, maybe Ashamovalu go. You bring your arsha, you bring your arsham, and you bring a log shemen, right? A one log, about 16 ounces of oil, and the omer, and you say imetzora who's ashamov is elugo. If I was a metzora, so here's my carbon arsham, and here's a log shemen. The imlav arsham ze yehi shlamin adava. Also, I'm sorry. The imlav asham ze yehi shlamin adava. And if I wasn't a metzora, so then this asham should be a shlamin.
This is doubtful metzora.
Now, I then said to myself, well, I know what's going on here because the Braisa is dealing with somebody who is possibly a Mitzvah, possibly not a Mitzvah. I then looked at Rashi, and if you look at Rashi on the bottom of Kuf Hamad Aleph, Rashi writes that all this is a Tosefta. It's a Tosefta Nazirus, and Katanim Misha Yasafik Nazi Tamei Yasafik Tahor, Safik Mitzvah Mochlat Tamei Safik Tahor, Ochel Kachem Achar Shishim Yom. Right, this person is a halachic mess. He's a disaster. Meaning, he is maybe a Nazir Tame, maybe a Nazir Tahor. And maybe he's a Mitzora, maybe he's not a Mitzora. Okay, he's a mess. He's a halachic mess.
How did he get there?
And how did he get there? And then Rashi then writes, just very succinctly, so after 60 days, he's allowed to eat karbanos. And I'm thinking through this, and I'm thinking to myself now, how, first of all, how did he get there? Secondly, what's so significant about day 60? And then I started Tosfos. Now, I'm going to make a full admission to you. I started, and I did not finish. Because what Tosfos does, very meticulously, is that he goes through the entire Tosefta, that Rashi just simply quotes in all of two lines of Rashi. Tosfos goes through the entire Tosefta and explains to us how he got there and what exactly is his remedy. Because what Tosfos does, and it's so meticulous, and I just tapped out after... Tosfos, by the way, you want to see how long this Tosfos goes. It starts on the top of Kuf Hamad Aleph. Right, Lamachras made the Asham of Alugo. So he quotes Rashi, and then he says, now let me explain to you how all this works. And it goes the entire column of this page. Then if you turn page, and he goes pretty much the next column as well. Okay. And I'm fully admitting to you, full disclosure, I did not go through the entirety of the Tosfos. And let me make a long story really short. The point is as follows. He's in a state, he's a halachic mess, because as Tosfos points out, he knows he's a Nazir. He's not sure if he came into contact with human remains, with a mace. Okay? And so now when he brings his karbanos, he has to bring the karbanos not knowing if he was in fact Tameh or not Tameh. Plus, this very same person was a Mitzora, but is not sure whether it was definitive Tzaras or only possible Tzaras. And so, therefore, this person has to bring Karbanos with all these Fakos in mind. And so, the point that we're going to walk away with is the Gemara's point, which is that on day 60... he's going to bring an asham on the chance that he was a nazir. Sorry, on the chance that he's a mitzora, but let's also take into account that he may not be a mitzora. So he'll bring the asham on condition.
Is that talui?
If I was no. This is a real asham. But if I was a mitzora, here's my asham. And if I wasn't a mitzora, so you know what this will be? It'll be a shlamin. Okay, now we could do that, meaning, right, an Asham can turn into an Ola, but we could do that. In other words, we'll just simply say that, based on what I am. Now, Asham and Shlamim have a whole different set of rules attached to each one. Asham can only be eaten by Kohanim, male Kohanim, only can be eaten for one day and one night, right? It can only, it has to be shechted in the north, right, the sprinkling of the blood, right? Shlamim can be eaten by anyone outside the Azara, anywhere in Yerushalayim for 2 days and the night in between. They're different. So, but this person over here doesn't know whether he's obligated to bring an Asham or not. So he'll bring it and he'll make a condition. And then the Braisa goes on to say, when I'm on the top of Kuf Hamad Beis, the Imlav Hashem Zeyesham, in the Dovavos, or Hashem Town, Shechita B'Tzofen, Shech in the north, Uman Bahonos, and you'll apply the blood to the Mitzorah, the possible Mitzorah, Usmicha, Unesachim, Utnufa, and you'll do Smicha, and you'll offer Nesachim, and you'll wave it, Tnufa Chaziv Ashok, which is what you do with a regular Shlomim, V'Nechal Zichrekuna L'Yom V'Layla. Okay. Now, the Gemara's point is basically like this. Let me wrap it up. The Gemara's point is like this. You see that according to Rabbi Shimon, right, this whole Tosefta that deals with this person who is just a mess of a person, this is all in the name of Rabbi Shimon. So you see that Rabbi Shimon allows a person to bring a carbon on condition. So now let's take Rabbi Shimon and let's translate him over here. Here's a person who's not as messy as the case was over there in that Tosefta. Here's a person who just simply said, I committed myself to a certain type of mincha, but honestly I forgot which one. So, our Mishnah says you bring five types. And what Abaye now is prepared to argue is, could be that that's Rabbi Shimon. Could be. Now how are we going to do this? So what Abaye is going to argue is as follows, and it's really simple. Meaning, what I will do is I'll bring soles, machvas and marcheshes, 10 loaves of each. And what I'll also do is I'll bring 10 loaves of chalos, mafetan or chalos, and 10 loaves of mafetan or rikikin. Now, remember, there are 11 different permutations. So what Abaye now is going to argue is, okay, what's the big deal? I'll bring it, and I'll simply say like this. If my declaration was all mafetan or chalos, here it is. And what's this going to be? A nedava. If my neder was one chalos rikikin, and I'm sorry, one mafetan or chalos and nine mafetan or rikikin. So here's one from here, here's nine from here, and the rest is going to be nedava. And I'll just simply, and I'll make it tanai, and I'll say, whatever it was, I got it covered over here. Okay. That is a Abaye's suggestion, so that our Mishnah, which says that you only have to bring five, can even be going like Rabbi Shimon. How do I know that Rabbi Shimon allows it tanai to be made? That really complex Tosefta. We're not going to go through the entire Tosefta, and quite frankly, I didn't go through the entire Tosos that explains it all. But what I do know is that from that Tosefta, Rabbi Shimon allows the Tanai to be made, so maybe Rabbi Shimon could be our Mishnah as well, with a Tanai. Good. That is the Gemara's suggestion. We'll talk a little bit more about it tomorrow, and we'll finish up the rest of the daf tomorrow, and we'll move on as well.